How the British were outgeneraled. Marion did not wait for the exchange of prisoners to be effected. He left Colonel Horry to attend to that business and pushed forward in pursuit of a detachment of British who were marching up Black River toward Camden. The advance, consisting of bright fellows under command of young Sumter, came up with them and instantly began to skirmish with the enemy, of whom they killed 9 and wounded several more. A few on both sides were taken prisoners. Marion called off his troops, meaning to engage the enemy in the morning. But he was disappointed, for the British had struck their tents and pushed off in silence before daybreak. The order was given to pursue, but the result was far different to that anticipated. Marion called to see an old lady whose friendship for the cause of liberty and for himself personally was well known.
"At another time I should have been glad to see you," she said. "But now I wish, Francis Marion, that you had not come."
"I thought my welcome would never wear out."
"Neither has it, but come this way."
The old lady led the general into the great kitchen and dining rooms. The floors were covered with wounded soldiers, several being Marion's own men, and in attendance was an English surgeon.
"Major Muckleworth ordered it," she said, "and paid for their keep until they were well enough to leave."
"Who was Major Muckleworth?" asked Marion.
"The English officer in command. He came here yesterday with all his men and had breakfast. Last night he brought the wounded here, and see?"
The old lady pulled a handful of golden coins from her pocket.
"He gave me all these. I told him I was his prisoner, but he answered,
'No, my good woman, I do not make war on widows.'
He is a good man, and said the Americans were to be as well cared for as the English."
Marion thought over this Christian act and exclaimed to Captain Alston, "I feel that I'm going to fight my own brother." When he overtook the British, his men began firing. The enemy was entirely in his power, but for once Marion's heart was not in his work. "Stop firing!" Waving a white flag, he approached the British officer.
"Major Muckleworth?"
"Yes, are you General Marion?"
"I am."
"I'm pleased to see you. Have you come to ask me to surrender? You must know, sir, that Major Muckleworth never surrenders."
"Major, I have come to thank you for your Christian conduct down at the farm. You are a brother, and I cannot fight you. Good day."
The enemy shook hands, and Marion's men marched away, and for once the redoubtable Swamp Fox stayed his hand when victory was within reach.
"If all the English were like you, Major, and all the Americans like Marion, there would be no war," said the English officer's aide.
"You're right, Smith, but alas, few men remember their manhood when engaged in war."